Welcome to the James River Church podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
What a great vision film. Let's give our appreciation to the team. Didn't they do awesome? If you're new today, this is an opportunity for us to celebrate what God has done, to think about where God is leading us, and to think how each one of us can be involved. Vision Sunday isn't just for us to sit back and say, wow, isn't that something? But Vision Sunday is a call from the Lord for all of us to say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God, I want to be a part of your kingdom work on the earth, and I want to be a part of what you're interested in. Jesus said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So if we want to see his kingdom come, not only in the world, but in our lives, then the best thing we can do is to be a part of what he's doing. The next few moments, I want to just talk to you about ways that we can see his kingdom come. You know, Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew chapter 6, he said, when you pray, pray like this, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So we say, Lord, Father God, we have that relationship of intimacy with him on the one hand, of reverence on the other, hallowed be your name. And then the first thing in prayer is, your kingdom come. Literally, it's Jesus reign now. There is a sense where someday in heaven, every promise, every purpose of God will be an actualized reality. But still, even today, right now, there are aspects of God's kingdom power, God's kingdom presence that God wants to work in this church and in the lives of everyone who is a part of it, whether at the South Campus, the West Campus, the Joplin Campus, the North Campus. God wants his kingdom power to be actualized, to be a reality in our lives and in this church. How does that happen? It doesn't happen accidentally. And the good news is we're seeing it in increasing measure year after year. But I want to challenge you to consider three things. The first one is this, that every day we'd seek God's face. Every day we would say, Jesus, reign. Reign in my life. But I want to challenge you to go beyond reign in my life to, Lord, reign in the church. Reign in this community. Reign in the hearts and lives of people who don't know you. Oh, Jesus, let your kingdom power come into their life. Lord, in every aspect, may you reign. Listen, can I just say that prayer is the beginning of seeing God's kingdom power become a reality or greater reality in our life? And not just prayer that we pray on our own. It's assumed we'd all do that. But you saw at the beginning of the video the power of the prayer meeting, of everybody gathering together and praying. I find it so interesting that as we were looking for a building for the Joplin campus, and we were looking at buildings, we were talking to people, the staff was praying on our prayer days, I was praying regularly on my prayer list, and there was not a breakthrough at all. Think about this, we're not getting anywhere. And it dawns on me, we haven't invited the church to pray. We haven't put it out to the church and said, let's pray. And as soon as we began to pray, if you think back, we had a series of prayer meetings where every single prayer meeting it was mentioned. As soon as we as a church began to pray about that, there was a breakthrough. And I'm telling you, if I could share the details of the arrangement for our purchase of that Price Cutter building, you'd say, oh my word, that's amazing. God not only gave us the building in a very favorable arrangement, but he's gone before us every step of the way. That, praise God. Joplin Campus, we're excited for you. We're excited what God's going to do. We believe it's going to open a new day of God's kingdom power in that community, when you have a permanent place that people can come to, when the ministries that are a part of James River through the week are a part of that Joplin campus, that James River campus there. I'm just saying there are some things we pray for, but unless we gather together, I'm praying for the day when the people who call James River home flood the auditoriums on Wednesday night, calling on God, lifting their voice, and we see God's kingdom power in a new dimension. I think in my own situation, I prayed for months personally, had friends praying for me, had the leadership praying over me. But it was when I asked the church to pray publicly for me, that's when I experienced God's kingdom power in the form of a healing that absolutely transformed me. I mean, you look on that video, you can see, I'm 25 pounds heavier than I was in that video. I am healthier because God's kingdom power came into my body through the prayers of people. I'm asking you, let's seek God's face. Let's say, Jesus, reign. Yes. Second, let's every day serve someone. Let's every day serve. Your kingdom come, your will be done. How did Jesus, when Jesus was going around preaching to people, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the kingdom of heaven is here, how is it that he demonstrated it? Well, we could say he spoke the word of God, he healed people, he demonstrated the power of the kingdom, but underneath all of that, at the foundation of it was this. Jesus said in Mark chapter 10 and verse 45, the Son of Man, that's his favorite title for himself, came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. You know what's interesting as I read that and I think about what the Lord is speaking to the people of James River through our study in Romans as he's calling us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, to say, God, here I am. You've done so much for me. I just give you all of me. That's the beginning of service. Because when you've given him all of you, there's not anything you're not willing to do for him. To that end, when you get in Grow Track, you're saying, Lord, let your kingdom come. When you get on a dream team, you're saying, Lord, let your kingdom come. When you get in a life group, you're saying, Lord, let your kingdom come. Let it come through me. Let it come in that group. Let it change people's lives. When you become a foster parent, when you adopt a child, what you're saying is, let your kingdom come. Let it come through me. I mean, think of the difference in Jocelyn's life, having a permanent, a forever family. I mean, that's kingdom come. That's kingdom power. That's kingdom love that has gripped the attention of the state. Imagine that. You see, there's something when you and I, as followers of Jesus, say, Jesus, you can have all of me. He empowers us to do things that when people look at our life, they're like, say what? How does that work? But it's his power working in us that transforms people's lives. It's kingdom come. It's loving others. You know, it's interesting. Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. That's the next part of what we're going to be looking at. It says, love one another. Give yourself for one another. Serve one another. Love's not just a feeling. Love is an action. It's how can I serve you? How can I help you? That's kingdom come. When you get involved in the men's conference or the women's conference, it's kingdom come. You're saying, I want God's kingdom power. When you give yourself to what Jesus has given himself to, and that is, he said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. It's kingdom come. Amen. Serving. To that end, I'm simply saying this. If you're a part of James River Church at any one of the campuses, I want to challenge you to say, Lord, let your kingdom come in me, through me, work. And what that involves is you saying, here I am, Lord, use me. Amen. Let your kingdom come. Get involved in the church. Be passionate about what Jesus is passionate about, and that's the building of the church. Finally, let me just say this, that every day we would steward what God has given us. So what I love about Vision Sunday, it's really an opportunity for us to get, in some sense, an idea of what God has done, although it's just a brief snapshot. He's done way more than what we could show you in a brief video. But it's also an opportunity for us to realize what God is doing. And to, at that point, recognize the opportunity that He's given us to partner with Him for the changing of lives. To recognize that what's happening at this church, and this is not a comparative statement, it's not a competitive statement. I can't add, there are churches where God is working wonderfully, but I know what God's doing here, and I'm telling you, it's not natural, it's supernatural. We're seeing a visitation of His grace. How else can you explain what we just saw? How do you explain the stats? How do you explain over 4,000 people coming to Christ? How do you explain almost 1,200 people being baptized? That's a visitation from the Lord. That's not normal. That's not ordinary. That's extraordinary by the grace of God. You know, as a pastor, I've never thought of myself as some great visionary. Vision has its place. But I've really resonated more with just trying to be a steward of the opportunity. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul puts it this way in verse 16, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Making the most of every opportunity. Being a part of James River is an opportunity. If God's called you to be a part of this church, you have an opportunity to be a part of something that is changing the earth. You say, that's a really a grand statement. I'm just telling you what I know. I'm not exaggerating to say this is not only a regional church of influence, this is a national church of influence, this is an international church of influence. I've been shocked by that, to watch that, because I just don't think about it. But God's given us the opportunity to be a part of something that is so incredible. And so what we've tried to do is to sense where the grace of God is and try to walk in it. If I can just kind of segue from that and just talk briefly about the book. I mean, honestly, that's been a real surprise to me because we've not tried to make anything happen. It's just been, I feel like I've been almost pushed through the whole thing as God has just opened a door, one door after another. It's been very, when I talk to other people, they're like, wow, that's very, very unusual. And I just have to conclude that God wants the message from Romans. I mean, it's changed the church. I've had emails and letters from so many people who talk about the liberation. I know what it's done in my own life. But just watching the grace and you know, I want to explain something along that way relative to the cover. I'm a little self-conscious about the cover because when I look at it, I'm like, that's a lot of face on that cover. What happened was we designed a different cover and we sent it to the publisher and we were loving the cover. It's kind of a retro look. And the publisher came back and said, listen, we're talking to people who buy books and they're saying it's his first book. Nobody really knows who he is. We will only carry the book and recommend it to our other distributors if he'll put his face, a picture of him on it. And you got 7 days to do it. So, I mean, we're just like, well, if God's in it, we'll figure it out. We got the cover together in 5 days, sent it, and the response has been really interesting. And I'm saying this to you because we found out a couple weeks ago that Walmart's going to carry it nationally. And so that's a really big deal. But I was immediately a little worried that, you know, like, you know, you're walking through the Walmarts here and the Sam's Club and it's You know, it's kind of like, I'm seeing you, I'm on you. But especially that then you're going to have to answer to people outside the church, like, what is this? Is this, you know, his kingdom come? And I just want you to know, it's not how we start. But again, we're just simply following where the grace of the Lord is leading, and God has honored that. And the big thing is to get the word out, right? But to steward the opportunity. And you know, when I think of the book, and I think of the opportunity to really advance the college, to be able to generate income if the Lord wills and if the Lord provides, and we believe he's going before us, to be able to raise up a generation. You know, my hope and my prayer is that someday, Lord willing, the kids who come to James River College don't pay a dime. That someday. We're able to offer kids a world-class education at no cost. And I don't know what the Lord has, but I can just tell you that's a dream that I have. But right now, the way to get where we want to go is to give ourselves to what's there right now. You have an opportunity to be a part of something very supernatural. And I found the greatest way for me or for anybody through my years of pastoring to experience the grace of God in a great dimension on their life is to find out what God is doing and be a part of it. Jump in, both feet, wholehearted. Be a builder of the church. Whatever church you're a part of, be a champion of what God is doing there. Get involved in this place. Get on a dream team. Get in a life group. Become a foster parent. You know, listen, here's one of the things that I just, in my heart, feel so strongly. The needs in this community are massive. And the enemy has lulled people to sleep by causing people to think that somehow Southwest Missouri is fully churched and there's nothing less. There's a church on every corner. Then would you please explain to me, if the gospel has penetrated this area that thoroughly, can you explain why one-third of the people in Springfield are living in poverty? Why one-third, almost one-third, 28%, 28.5% in Joplin are living in poverty? Can you explain a per capita domestic abuse rate that is the highest in the state? Can you explain why there's nearly 1,000 kids in foster care that need a home? Can you explain that if we're all churched up? Can you explain the meth and the heroin issues this community has? Can you explain that? Listen, I'm just saying there is so much more to do. There are so many more people to reach. Let your kingdom come. Jesus, reign.